Caught on camera.
You have to be careful what you do in public these days, as someone could be filming. Here are three cases of people who were caught on camera.
The politician. A conservative MP was caught on camera playing air guitar during a serious parliamentary debate. At the time, Defense Secretary Liam Fox was defending his decision to sack 11,000 troops. However, while the minister was explaining how thousands of service personnel would soon find themselves out of a job, Tory MP Graham Evans was playing air guitar. Footage of the incident shows Evans using a rolled-up piece of paper as a guitar. Michael Duggar, the shadow defense minister, accused the conservatives of treating job losses among the military like a joke. It isn't known which song Mr. Evans was practicing.
The bank manager. A former chairman of the cooperative bank was filmed handing over money for crystal meth and cocaine. The video shows Paul Flowers, who is also a Methodist minister, discussing the purchase of the Class A drugs. Flowers, 63, can be seen counting out £300 in the car, then handing it to someone sitting in the passenger seat, so he can buy the substances from a third person. "What's this then? Crystal meth you're getting, yeah?" says the passenger in the video. "Yeah," responds the driver, who is allegedly Mr. Flowers. Flowers was suspended indefinitely by the church after news of the video came to light, and West Yorkshire Police have opened an investigation.
The mayor. The mayor of Toronto, Canada, was filmed smoking crack cocaine. Rob Ford, 1969, was elected mayor of Toronto in 2010 and took office in December of that year. In the video, a man who is allegedly Ford can be seen holding a glass pipe in one hand and a lighter in the other. Ford initially denied the allegations, calling them absolutely not true, but finally came clean on the 5th of November 2013. "Yes, I have smoked crack cocaine," he said in an interview. "But am I an addict? No. Have I tried it? Probably in one of my drunken stupors, probably approximately about a year ago." Responding to why the admission took so long, Ford said, "I wasn't lying. You didn't ask the correct questions." On the 7th of November 2013, another video surfaced with Ford shouting, "I need 10 minutes to make sure he's dead." It isn't clear who Ford was referring to. Since the incident, Ford has been stripped of most of his powers and been reduced to the role of a figurehead.
Watch out for those hidden cameras.